Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a woman who says, I'm a 44-year-old woman, happily married, but I am not happy in bed with my husband, who is 13 years older than me. Some of my friends have told me they can take me to a club where I can meet younger guys. Is it okay if I have casual relationships with younger men? If you're single, it's okay. If you're married, not so much. I'm in great shape. What kind of dress do I need to wear? So you want to cheat on your husband and you're asking me what type of dress to wear? Interesting. I'm not looking for a long-term relationship as I'm happily married. Well, you can't be that happily married if you're thinking of cheating. So you might be fooling yourself about how happy you are about your marriage. I'm the mother of two boys, 17 and 19. Should I be careful in selecting guys? How about people I already know? Seriously, you're going to cheat on your husband with people you already know who probably maybe even know your husband? Or should I go for people my husband and kids won't know? Well, yeah, but I'm not agreeing with your cheating. Some of my husband's friends are already trying to flirt with me. Great. So now you're thinking of even cheating with your husband's friends. Very interesting. So I get emails like this once in a while. People asking me about how to cheat and, you know, what to do and like this, what to wear. And if you're listening to this, don't contact me to tell you about how to cheat. I'm not going to tell you how to do it and get away with it because I believe in keeping your word. So if you made a commitment, then you either follow through on that commitment or you fix what's wrong or you get out. But I'm not going to teach you how to cheat. Now, if you want to stay married because you claim that you're still happily married, you're just not happy in bed, and if you can't fix what the issue is in bed, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you tried to fix it. I don't know if you've gone to therapy, but you should first try to fix it. And if you can't, then, if you want to cheat, or if you want to have sex while still being married, then you need to tell your husband. Yes, exactly. There's a lot of people that have open relationships. So you say, listen, I'm happily married. I don't want to get divorced. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not happy with the sex. So I would like to have an open marriage. I would like to have sex outside the marriage. And see what he says. Hey, some husbands go for it. And if he doesn't go for it, then maybe that'll give him the incentive to fix whatever the problem is if you haven't been able to fix it up to now. But other than that, it can't lead to anything good. So please do not sleep with other men behind your husband's back. How would you feel if it was the other way around? If you were happy in the marriage and all of a sudden your husband decided that he was going to sleep with younger women? I don't think you'd be very happy. So he probably won't be very happy either. So that's my solution. You tell your husband, fix it or get a divorce. Those are your three choices. All right. So if you are in a similar situation or if you have a question about any other aspect of love, dating, and relationship, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. I'm also available for private coaching. And if you are listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to leave a review if you found it helpful. And in the meantime, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.